Welcome to Paint It Black Podcast. I'm Pete Berg. Joining me today, we have a smaller group here, and we're all a little tired because, in all honesty, this is the second time we're recording this episode.
Second time's a charm, baby.
Technical issues. So we got Brian over here.
Like always.
And we got Lou not here.
Hey, how you doing?
I hope he hears that. Yeah, everyone else is sick or missing or some shit, but we have a good guest here who will... Well, I can speak from experience. She holds her own and will fill in the gaps here. We got Miss Jillian Gray.
Hello. And like I said before, it's still a good line. The badge scared the boys away.
The first the first guest with a Y chromosome.
There you go. And now the rest of them heard it. We're like, a girl?
Girl?
Female.
Scared.
What? No. Fire. Good. Good. Bad.
Vagina. Scary.
Vagina denta, that's all I'm saying.
Vagina, is that a thing?
The teeth.
Oh, that's a teeth thing.
Vagina, the vagina
denta. Movie Teeth.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, great is a really, really stretch.
You never saw it.
You could avoid the whole monster by just not fucking it.
They didn't know it was there. By the way, when this movie came out...
I would notice that pretty quickly.
It's inside.
Yo, your Harry Bush got teeth.
It's inside. It's inside her. And the reason why Brian's never seen this movie is because when I was watching, it was the first year we were dating, and I didn't want to scare him away with, oh my God, she might have teeth in her vagina.
Yeah, I've seen...
She might like shitty movies.
I went to the bodies exhibit once in the city, and yeah, they have that. It's a real thing. It's like calcium deposits that resemble teeth that grow out of the fucking
post. I hope my daughter has it, but she's able to retract and control. Like, it's like the condom in Africa that they have.
The rape trap?
Exactly.
You know what's kind of weird about the bodies exhibit? They're all like Asian because like there's like a bunch of nameless dead corpses.
Mass graves and shit. It's a freaky thing if you've never been.
Yeah.
And well, shit got dark quick.
Speaking of
it's
Asians.
It's a second show. So.
We went through all the light fluffy stuff before and now we're in the land of the dead. All
right. So let's jump in. Let's do a little news to some and... You're going to have to excuse us because we've already discussed this stuff once.
And we've had a few, to be quite honest.
It might actually be better.
I rebooted with like a half a thing of rice, of Asian rice. So I'm ready to talk about Asians.
We're not up to Asians yet.
Oh, so. Not yet.
Right. I ate some baked chips and I killed off a bottle of Skinny Girl Margarita. So let's do this.
I'm about four deep, five deep. Let's roll.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, we all know and... Again, I'm repeating myself, but we all know that there's bigger news out in the country right now. But there are people out there who will tell you more about, more and more concisely, what's happening.
Well, I mean, today the big news is that Kim Kardashian's divorce is finalized with Chris Humphries.
I mean, the pundits are all over it.
Trending.
Somehow that fucking beat out Boston Shutdown. I can't believe that.
Kim Kardashian... Divorce final. Chris Humphries bitched out.
Off the hook.
Well, I just want to say, while I was outside licking my wounds from the last episode, I did check my phone, and they caught the dude. They caught the...
Alive?
I saw that. I saw
they
it
got him
the
alive.
Last show, yeah.
They got the bomber.
So everyone in Boston gets to punch him in the face at least once, right?
I hope so. Bring him down.
There's no way that guy... Like, he's obviously... They're going to convict this guy, like... I'd be shocked if he got acquitted.
I wasn't done with my punishment yet.
No. Tie him up on the green monster, right? Let people just...
Every runner gets to take an inch off.
And he gets to watch baseball
and
all
day. And
that's
how he does. You all get to take an inch off. Or however much... You measure how many people get to take a piece off, and you get to cut that much off.
I'm saying everybody gets about a 16th, because that way it's slow and painful. Mm-hmm. Let this fucker suffer.
Let's make sure it's him, though. Let's make sure it's not like a double or twin or some fucked up thing like that. And then we get to start cutting.
Why don't you give him like a big dick roommate?
Also good.
No, that's been done. I want to do this. We were talking in the last podcast, we established that if I had my way, I'd be an evil queen. And this is my way of punishment in this world.
Just a little slice.
I mean, God would not smile on this, but he'd understand.
Well, let's break off this because, like I said, everyone's talking about it, and I'm sure there are people who are more knowledgeable and concise than we are. So we're going to talk about silly, stupid bullshit.
Because that's our thing.
That's our deal.
So news to
that's
some.
That's our bag.
As I used to always say, this is news that isn't news to everybody, but we like it.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Florida, best place in the country.
The dick of America.
When you're looking for weirdness.
Germany or Florida?
Giant rat-sized stucco-eating snails.
They're fucking rat-sized?
Rat-sized.
I didn't catch that.
I missed that last time. I remember you saying it, but I forgot it. They're rat-sized shit.
Size.
It's like Attack of the Killer Tomato shit.
I take it back. $200 per escargot.
Giant fucking African land snails. That are so big, if you drive over them, they'll pop your tires. You're eating the houses down there.
They're eating houses.
It wasn't just that they're big. It was, what was the deal with the
shells? They're called the slow terror.
The shells. Tell them about the shells.
Oh, they're spiky and horrible.
It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 with Toka and Rezar, but snails.
They're called the slow terror.
It really is. It's actually, these things are the stuff of nightmares. They were
slow nightmares.
We don't know how they're here. Somebody, I'll read the quote here. If you got a ham sandwich in Jamaica or the Dominican Republic or an orange and you didn't eat it and you bring it back to the States and then you throw it out, at some point things can emerge from those products.
What kind of drug addict came up with that? It was like, you know, if you bring back, you know, a ham sandwich, it'll turn into a snail.
No. First of all, leave it behind, all right? If you're not flying first class, which is the only way to go.
Leave the orange behind, man.
We will give you peanuts.
We will give you peanuts. It's a ham sandwich.
Behind.
There's more where this came from.
Oh, man, this ham sandwich is great.
I mean, this might be a better solution than what I suggested, was where Americans stop leaving this country and we just stay here because people don't like us anyway for the most part and we don't like going anywhere else.
And I'm going to make this worse. I'm going to make this worse. They lay 1,200 eggs a year.
That's a good amount.
Per snail.
Are they asexual?
I don't know.
We don't know, but this is how we end up with
I've never seen a snail.
The trout that flies out of the rivers now when people are like trying to fish and kill all the other fish.
Fly out
and
the rivers.
No, when the motorboats go through the river and they start jumping and hitting fishermen in the face and kill all the other fish and the snake fish are in it. This is how it happens. Stop leaving America and bringing shit back with you.
Now, I'm going to make the snails more terrifying. They also contain a parasitic rat lungworm that could cause meningitis in people. These are disease-carrying...
Someone died in my school from that.
Thank the snails.
That was from beer pong, actually.
See, I don't get...
Meningitis from beer pong?
He got it from beer pong.
Dirty-ass
Well, pong. He probably got it from Costa Rica to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, someone in his frat probably went there. He was a swimmer. It was horrible.
See, I don't get how, like, everything outside of America is can run rampant in here. It's like if
because
you bring,
we're not immune to it.
If you bring, like, a cockatoo here, it would just be like, cockatoos invade Maryland. They're eating trees.
You're talking about the Great Cockatoo Flight of 2014, right? Yes.
It's the ecosystem. Our ecosystem isn't... That's a foreign thing coming in here.
And America historically America has been really good historically about just wiping out species that suck.
I mean, one day.
Well, it's called karma and it's a fucking bitch.
Yeah. I mean, one day some guy probably brought in a Mexican and a pickup
monkey
truck, and then all of a sudden it was like 10,000 of them bitches.
No,
it's like, it came from the empanadas. One more time. There we go. Beautiful.
Everything just multiplies in America.
True. It is fertile land.
I know.
It's true. So now these things are fucking everywhere, and they're just... They eat the stucco so that it gives them the calcium to grow and fortify their shells. So they're eating through houses. These horrible slime-ridden slugs from hell.
Rat-sized snail things.
That's scary when they're rat-sized. Like, I mean...
You can name it. You can name one. If it came into your house, you can name it. Here, little Toka. Here, little Rezar.
Step away.
I know for a fact that there are people listening in France to this radio show being like, they got fucking rat-sized snails.
Numbers. Le numbers.
Every direct flight to Florida has been booked.
Booked from Charles de Gaulle Airport has been booked to Tampa or Miami. Yeah,
they're going
to
have the new French district down there. But not the first time this has happened. 1966, boy came back from Miami from a vacation to Miami from Hawaii. Brought a few of them back in his jacket pockets.
Dick.
This is before airport security, presumably. And
he was white. What are they going to check him for?
This was like a Catch Me If You Can era.
Yeah.
I'm a pilot.
It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Here you go.
So, like, two or three snails turned into 17,000 snails, and the state had to spend $1 million in 10 years wiping them out. Keep in mind, 1966, $1 million was a little more than it is now.
$1 million.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's like saying a kajillion dollars right now.
It was an unrealistic amount.
Luckily, he was a Buffett, so it was cool. Even though Warren Buffett wasn't rich yet.
That's where they got the name, the Buffett snail.
Yes.
The Buffett.
Or the French call it
Coming
a buffet snail.
Coming this fall to the WB, the Buffett.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
Wordplay.
Wordplay.
So, evil snails, avoid Florida. Mm-hmm. It's the center of misery.
Well, Asian people.
Asian, all right. Yeah, I see you're chomping at the bit to get the Asian people. Let's play a little stupid people.
Stupid people.
God, I missed that great transition I had last time.
I know.
I can't even redo it. Like, it was so organic.
The first, like, great segue ever on this show.
And it was done by a woman. Remember that.
Yeah, feminism. Woo!
Even though I'm not a feminist. Brian pays for everything. He will continue to pay for everything. He'll pay for more things.
Way to set the movement back, Jill.
Dude, I had nothing to do with it. I don't want to vote. Brian makes all the decisions in this household.
Speaking of feminists, let's talk stupid people. Sorry.
No,
I'm good with it.
It still works. Go.
Sorry. Let's burn our bras and
grasping for a segue. All right, let's take us to China, where Wen Su, he was the last dude in his apartment building.
That was a dude?
Yeah.
It was a
dude. I thought it was a chick.
No, it was a stupid
fucking
dude.
Oh, no, Ching Chang was.
No.
We're not there yet, dude.
Stop. Spoilers. Stop. Slow down.
I know. You can tell this is our second take.
My bad.
Go on.
All the stories are getting confused. This is our favorite guy who, he was the last tenant left in his building. And he had to leave his building with all intents of coming back.
He didn't have to. He was going on a winter vacation.
Yeah, he was going on a little winter trip. And it was about winter time, and he didn't want his pipes to freeze. So Genius decided to just leave the water running.
And in lieu of having the water turned off.
Yeah, don't turn it off. That would make sense.
So duh.
Genius leaves the water on all winter. And he directs the water out of his window. So it's just constantly dripping out the window.
By the way, apparently it's really fucking cold and wherever he is in Asia.
That still looks like Chicago.
It does look like Chicago.
It looks like the wall. It looks like the wall in Game of Thrones. Please give them the website wherever they can see this picture.
Well, just Google it. I don't know.
That's better.
Google stupid Chinese guy.
No one's going to follow the website address. Just Google it.
Half of the building, by the end of the winter, has turned into a cascading ice mountain. And the picture is just wonderful.
It's the beginning of the wall from Game of Thrones.
Did neighbors be like, "Hey, what's going on?"
No, there's no neighbors. Remember, it was being demolished.
Even across the street,
I'm sure somebody was looking at it like, "Yo, it's just getting real over there."
And that's where again it was like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. No one told us, dude, when he's going on vacation. And by the way, while you're gone, we're going to demolish your home.
Yeah. Most Def didn't show up and help him out with that. But you ever see Ghostbusters 2 where the museum at the end is covered in the pink slime?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like the start of that if the pink slime was ice. It's like just a giant mountain of drippy water. It's pretty impressive, actually. I don't know.
It looks like Ithaca for everyone who went to Cornell or Ithaca College or has the unfortunate misery of living there during the winter.
It looks like, the Wet Bandits hit that show. I mean, their house might have got robbed.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. So, I mean, I can't believe that was like a he's like, you know what? Instead of just leaving everything alone, I'm going to turn the water on and go. See you later.
Fuck my water bill.
Yeah, I guess they don't really.
Apparently, he's made of yen.
This guy's rolling in the yen.
Chinese or Japanese?
That's Japanese. What do they have in China?
Egg rolls.
Oh, God.
This guy's rolling in egg rolls.
It's not the euro.
Do me a favor,
hit
the racism thing there. There you go.
That was more ignorance than racism. But racism is ignorance, isn't
it? No, the egg rolls comment was just racism.
Racism
I'd like
is
to have
ignorance.
Him hit the button. That way it's like he's got to self-reflect for that 5 seconds.
I'm good with it.
You know, in fact, he's applauding himself when you do that. He's giving golf clap.
Yeah. That's some of that good racism.
Racism is the best, man. People can't take it personally.
We love racism in this household. We're going to have a porch in our future home. We're going to have rocking chairs, sipping bourbon and mint juleps, and just saying racist shit.
Mint julep is the racist drink, by the way, you could possibly drink.
I love margaritas and
I'm
mint
not
juleps.
A plantation owner. I've never had one.
Like Ric Flair can drink a mint julep.
I have plantation blood running through these veins, so I can say as much shit as I want.
Yeah, we should probably say you are black, so.
I'm black.
You
disclaimer.
You have carte blanche. You say what you want.
I have a plantation owner's name in the back of my middle name, and I got his blood in my veins. I don't know how it got there. I hope it was a happy get-together, but it probably wasn't.
A pleasant experience.
It probably wasn't.
Woo!
Woo!
Ric Flair, the plantation owner.
Joe is hot today. Woo!
Wait. Well, come inside. First, I'll have something cold to drink.
Big Daddy?
Big Daddy's getting away.
Big Daddy Flair? Was that his last
name? Big Daddy Flair.
Okay. That is scary.
What's up with ping pong now?
We're not there yet.
Oh, we're not? I'm sorry.
That is my line, you jerk. Go on.
So Iceman over here.
Okay. Well, let's finish up Iceman. He's done. Let's move on to the X-rated email exchange between two office workers.
Oh, I forgot about them. Yep. Yes.
Pair of Scottish oil company employees and engaged couple.
Oh, Scotland? Company. You just say Scotland for now. You're naming names.
I just said Scottish.
Is Paris something company in Scotland?
I don't have a company name. Oh, wait.
You just said it.
Integrated Subsea Services in Aberdeen.
All right, we can narrow it down.
I'm going to eat your pussy like a good haggis.
AKA ISS. We'll just call it ISS.
What was the Christmas line from that Bond movie?
Christmas?
I thought Christmas only came once a year.
Oh, God. Don't get me started.
Sorry.
This fucking, what's her name?
Pussy
Denise
galore.
Richards? Christmas Jones.
Christmas Jones. That was it.
I thought Christmas only came once a year.
Great
Fuck
line.
You. First, you want me to suspend his belief and imagine that Denise Richards is a nuclear physicist, and then you throw that line at me.
Well, Megan Fox.
You mean she's not smart?
Well, Megan Fox also communicates with dolphins. She developed that program in that commercial, right?
Wait, that's a thing?
Not really. But Megan Fox did that commercial where she was the scientist who her hobby's science, and she created a program where you communicate with dolphins.
Oh, well, she's dumb as a rock.
Megan Fox's hobby is marrying losers from the 90s.
Megan, what are you doing?
Hiding her toe thumb.
Oh, wait. Megan, sorry, we're doing a complete separate. Megan, learn from Katie Holmes' mistakes. You love them in the 90s and the 80s, but that time
Katie
has
Holmes
gone and
married
passed.
A winner from the 80s. Like,
yes, and we still love Tom, but no.
We're getting a Tom later.
Tom's ill. Brian Austin Green always sucked.
Okay, now back to what Pete was talking about. When
I found out that she was married to him, I was like, at what point did she marry that guy? Like, it couldn't be after she was famous.
It was after she was famous.
She must love...
He must have a huge cock and know how to use it.
He must.
The man can probably sling some dick.
He probably has a huge cock and knows how to use it. That's all. He must be the best.
I bet
best
you none of that's true. I bet you
ever.
He just sucks. He just got lucky.
No,
I don't know.
He has got to be the best lay ever because she is still with him.
He's slaying some dick, man.
He is working it.
Respect.
Respect.
I think the wool has been pulled over her eyes.
He's I think a winter's lame-o. Winter is coming.
Winter is yo. Literally, the only thing this guy's done is 90210 and the movie Domino, where he played Brian Austin Green from 90210.
Oh, I forgot he was right. in that. I love that movie.
It's so-so.
All right, go back to the story.
All right, so let's go back to Scotland.
Scotland.
Okay, so there's the receptionist, who's a chick, and her fiancé, who works in a different section of the office,
I
suppose.
What does he do? Is he higher up, does it say? What does he do?
Doesn't say.
All right. Doesn't. He's probably lateral slightly above her. She's a receptionist. He's probably like a...
Mailroom.
Yeah, he's above her.
Maybe like a junior analyst or whatever.
Well, they both have access to computers. That's all we know. Because during the day, they decide to kill some time by sending some raunchy emails back and forth.
Oh, I love it when you stick your finger in my ass.
There you go.
Like that.
I hope so. Because the ones they list here are super lame.
Mundane, because you have to censor it. Go on.
One said, I love making love to you. It's Ace. Ace?
Obviously, they were from The Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, yeah.
You're my number one gal.
Shiv loves making love to you, Ace. Shiv, don't play.
You know what was more hot than that? Sophie B. Hawkins, Damn Wish I Were Your Lover. And I was just listening to that today, and it turned me on. That email did nothing for me.
How about, I adores ya, you sexy mofo?
This is how people talk in Scotland right now.
Yeah, I guess you got to do it in the accent.
No.
I adores ya, you sexy mofo.
A little bit better, but not much.
I love making love to you. It's Ace.
No? A little bit better, but no.
Go Aberdeen.
I loved our session last night. You were very, very wet.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Ding. All right. You got something.
So they're doing this back and forth until the food truck shows up, the sandwich van, they call it. And
as I like to call it, the second coming.
the secretary, I guess, took her as part of her job duty to alert the rest of the company, but accidentally just tagged it on to a email, to this email chain. So she emailed the entire company with the backlog of emails of the dirty talk.
It was the Dominican Republic sandwich van, and don't leave those sandwiches lying around or else
you're going to have some snails.
And the last email was like, I really wish you'd dirty Sanchez me sometime.
Put it in my arse.
Arse.
Use your fingers harder, harder, harder.
I want you to spit in my mouth and punch me in the face as it come.
Snowball, snowball.
Spit in the mouth.
I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's called a rusty trombone. So, the thing took off because somebody put it on Twitter. So, if you're interested, hashtag sandwich van. You can.
It's now a sexual act.
Yeah, get in on the fun. The couple was, quote, absolutely mortified and apologized for any offense caused, and they quit.
They quit didn't their even job. Wait.
Is it the same rules in Scotland as in America where if you get fired, you get unemployment?
I don't know.
Because
they pay you in kilts and haggis.
They were so embarrassed they weren't willing to take like 6-8 months of unemployment. They were that embarrassed.
You don't get unemployment for quitting.
They were like, look, I got to take a leave of absence.
You can't take it. You can't get unemployment for quitting.
No. Otherwise, I would be collecting unemployment from every job.
Just work it until like 6 months, then I quit.
I quit.
Yeah, it seems that's got to be brutal. You got to quit your job because you were just a little bit horny. Emailing your fiance.
I wouldn't have quit.
I wish I had that song.
I would have owned it.
We should have that song, I'm horny, 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 horny. That would be perfect here in the background.
What song are you talking about?
I know the one you're talking about.
The Moose D2 or whatever soundtrack.
I know it from the South Park.
South Park soundtrack album. That's stuck in my freaking Mac computer.
It was on the Chef Aid album.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I'm horny. Moose TD or something.
It just
like
goes on like that.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Horny, horny, horny.
All right. Well, Brian, let's give you what you want here.
Yeah, racism.
Woman of Korean descent. Her name is Hyun Lee.
Hyun Lee.
Hyun Lee. H-Y-U-N Lee. Was at a CVS getting some pictures developed, which apparently is a thing people still do.
I'm shocked that anyone goes to CVS for getting their pictures developed.
That area of the CVS is fucking haunted, like the episode of South Park with the video store. Trust me, it is haunted.
I bet. It's probably overgrown. And there's a zombies wandering it. And mm-hmm.
If I was working there, they'd be like, oh, do you guys develop pictures? Yeah, you know, every phone takes a picture. What? Yeah, what are you, asshole?
No. Yeah, we have Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine. Just step inside, and we'll go through the photo processing process for you.
Yeah, right? They hold up the big flash bulb and
boom!
The big phosphate smoke, flare.
Smoke comes out. Yeah, exactly.
It's all great on the front page.
Yeah, man, there's no reason to actually get your pictures developed. I mean, come on. In this day and age, who actually, what's the last picture you got developed right now?
None.
High school, way back.
It was like
then.
A Polaroid.
None in the past decade.
Dude, even professional photography is digital, and it's only the crazy ones, like the one on, for anyone who watched it, that Courtney Cox show, Dirt.
No one watched it. Got canceled.
Oh, it was a great show. The schizophrenic photographer, he was the only photographer out of all the paparazzos who still used film. Everyone else used digital, but he was a purist. Only fucking crazy purist photographers still use film.
That's my point. I can tell you this. This dates me big time, but when I was in college in art school, the big fight going on campus at the time was digital versus film. And all the professors going, digital will never catch on. And they must all feel... These 10 years later, they must all feel like a bunch of dickheads now.
You feel really old. It literally does. I can't think of any exact scenario, but I can relate.
Yeah. Everything's online now. Who even frames a photo?
Oh, I know the exact. I was an English major. It was publishing in digital versus paper. Like an ebook will never compare to a real book.
Oh, they'll never catch on.
It was a little thing called erotic fiction that everyone wants to read during their commute, but you don't want to pull out the book. It's called your iPhone. It's great.
Where the Kindle Fire comes in.
Fire for a reason.
Once all those baby boomers die, there's going to be no paper media. Oh, paper, it's going to be dead.
Does that scare your family
at all? I don't even draw our comic books on paper anymore.
Yeah, you do it on digital. You actually stopped that halfway through the first one.
Yep.
Even I have access to that program now, and I'm finger paint girl. Finger paint.
Oh, the iPad's great for finger painting.
Yeah, just finger paint, pastels, just some watercolors.
Well, let's go back to Hyun.
Hyun.
And I'll explain in a minute why I hate this woman. But first, let's try to sympathize with her. She picked up her envelope with her name on it and everything, took one look at it, and where her name should be, Hyun Lee, it said Ching Chong Lee.
Yeah, it did.
Apparently, racist employee, couldn't remember the name, just decided to call her Ching Chong.
But she got her photos, right?
She got her pictures.
So what's she complaining
about? Ching Chong, wanna bing bong.
She got Ching Chong.
Look, he got it right, like... The pictures.
He got her order right.
Oh, he got the picture.
Like, Brian's like, as long as you got my Taco Bell or McDonald's order right, we're cool. You can call me Guido Womp Dago for all he cares. He just wants his fucking Dos Locos Tacos, whatever the hell it's called.
Doritos Locos. Rate the offense. Ready? You go to CVS to pick up the pictures that for some reason you're developing. It says Greasy Womp Cats.
That's a 10 in the win column.
You're all right with it.
I'm more than fine with it. Like, if you could, can you imagine, like, if you just, everything you got came with the fucking insult? Like, it'd be fucking awesome. If, like, you got your Taco Bell and they were like, oh, here you go, you little fucking Mick motherfucker. Like,
a drunk McBurg, I would probably be all right with it. If
there's a situation, do you mind? What would mine be?
Cotton picker gray.
Pickaninny.
See, actually, that's, like, reminiscent of a good old bygone time that I kind of almost.
You get nostalgic.
You born in 1980.
You would start singing spirituals.
But if you
swing low.
No.
Sweet chariot.
I was a zippity doo da zippity yay. Because Disney was a racist motherfucker. If you ever see the Song of the South, all right, that is some racist shit.
Movie's fucking crazy racist.
The ideal slave plantation. We're all happy to be here and pick cotton for the master and lie down for him. Okay, now if it was nigga not gonna go to college because she's too stupid, just needs to lie on her back gray, I would be I am suing your ass.
You know what if crazy? It was? What if you were a dude and it was just like horse cock?
Oh, I've always said this. Why, thank you.
You'd have it framed.
No. Horsecock, why, thank you.
Like a positive stereotype.
Wait, if I was dude, horsecock, I'm going to give you all of our white woman gray. Yes, why, thank you.
What was it? My Xbox Live name is Giant Shock, right? So, like, online, everyone would get the idea in the head to be like, oh, whatever, giant cock. And I'm like, is that supposed to be like a rip, bro? Like,
dude, thank you. Yes.
Thank you. How'd you know?
Did you follow? Yeah, and I'll fuck
you
in the
ass. Are you following my Instagram?
And then they'd be like, no, he'd be like, dude, you don't got a giant cock. And I was like, oh,
hey, look,
you're the only
giant
one that's talking about my cock here, bro.
It's Giant Shock. I love Jeremy Shockey. My girlfriend loves Jeremy Shockey. We would both fuck Jeremy Shockey or allow him to fuck us. That's what the name is.
Whoa, now we're getting into some...
wow, revelations abound here.
He knew that. I've told him that.
No, I'm talking from his point of view.
Oh, yeah.
I love Jeremy Shockey.
I don't know if he still loves him, but he loved Jeremy.
He can penetrate anything he wants.
At some point in life, Jeremy Shockey had something going with Brian, and not in real life. Don't take me wrong. I don't know if it's still that case, because Jeremy Shockey's not playing for anyone anymore, but Jeremy Shockey, he can contact me anytime.
Okay.
Well, you know he's a listener. So.
Well, ping pong.
Let's go back to ping pong, Ching Chong Lee.
Really good at ping pong.
So here's where the story takes a turn.
Her 2,000 pictures of one building in New York City got developed.
Can we just point this out? An Asian person with a camera is a stereotype already.
Excuse me. Can you... all right, I'll get the... All right.
This racism is killing me.
It's like, can you develop my 200 pictures of the Empire State Building, please?
Hit it again.
This racism is killing me.
It's called accountability, all right?
I'm fine with it.
People complain that we're playing that sting too much, and then you know.
Dude, the thing is that those people, Asians took all those pictures of our buildings.
What do you mean, those people?
I just corrected myself to know how it feels. They took all those pictures of our buildings in New York City, and now they fucking own all of them. So obviously they're taking schematics.
They're just taking pictures of the property.
Exactly. They're making plans.
No, at the Knick games and stuff, they have to get every angle of where they sat.
No, that's everyone. That's everyone. That's people.
That's everybody now.
Jersey, Connecticut, like, I call them foreigners now that I live here. Like, that's everybody.
That's just people. That's why I don't go on Facebook anymore, is I don't care what you're eating. I'm going to see pictures of your meal.
How did that become a thing? It's like, this is what I ate tonight.
I don't know, because it's stupid. Anyway, let's get back to, here's where I start losing my mind with the story. Is, yeah, the kid fucked up. Whoever wrote this on the thing, he did a stupid thing. He probably thought it was funny. And he was disciplined, quote, counseled and trained. But the language they use... Store counseling cannot correct intolerable discrimination. Fuck off. And now this woman is suing CVS for $1 million because they wrote the words fucking Ching Chong on her envelope. Fuck
I sue you,
lady.
I sue you $1 for every ping pong in the phone book.
Miss Swan from Mad TV.
From Mad TV, yeah.
No, no, no.
$1 million, though? Does that not stick in anybody else's craw? Like,
dude,
fuck this
okay,
bitch.
When it goes to court, judge is going to be like, you're suing for what now? He's going to laugh heartily and acquit the guy.
I hope so, because fuck her. Like, this is cash grab.
It's Judge Holding Nigga Down. The third. I hope it's Holding Nigga Down third. That's not
the
mine.
Judge to see.
That's not my line. That's why I class album. I will say that's not me.
I thought it was a Bill Hicks reference.
No, it's why class album.
Bill Hicks did the whole thing where all the cops in the O.J. Simpson case were Officer Keep Darkie Down and Officer Nigga Hater.
No, Judge Holding Nigga Down was why class.
Sorry, taking a drink there. But seriously, she shouldn't get $1 million for this. She should get an apology.
$1 for this.
If she gets $1 million for this, I want $1 for every time a rap artist uses the word nigga.
I want $1 every time a black comedian makes fun of white folk and the way
we dance. And the way you dance and the way you talk.
And the way we talk.
The way you talk. You just got a word processor.
Well, this is ridiculous. I can't believe it.
I'm going to pay taxes.
At least want a free pizza for the character Gipperzetti on board.
The white voice better than I did. That's awesome.
Because I'm black and we're really good at making fun of white people.
Do it again.
Well, I just pay taxes. This is ridiculous. You know, I've got kids in school over here, and they play dodgeball, and I got my softball league. And...
Well, this is just criminy. Unbelievable.
Well, just Jimmy Crickets. What it is? This is a little bit of Sarah Palin and just the dude that I picture down the block from me oppressing me. That's all I imagine.
That
and I
son
see that
of a
voice.
Bitch. We all know.
We're oppressing you with our good credit and shit.
But wait. But oh my God, if I could just get myself a piece of that black ass. I mean,
I'll do my.
You're on a roll right now.
I like big butts again.
All right, here's my little. I'll do my white impression. So, Mr. Johnson, you want a loan? I see.
Yes.
I would take myself across the tracks to the black bank you usually go to.
Oh, come on. Brian has never seen this. Pete, have you ever seen it? It was the Eddie Murphy episode.
SNL.
White Like Me.
Oh, that's the best thing on earth.
Brian has never
You've
seen
never
it.
Seen that?
He's never seen it's White Like Me.
It's right up your alley. It's Eddie Murphy puts on white face and goes exploring
the
white
I'm
world.
I'm paying for this
no,
paper.
No, she showed me that. She showed me
oh,
that.
Did I show it to you? I could. I showed it to you. Good.
He goes to hand the guy money for the paper. He's like, what are you doing?
Just take it. No one's looking. Just take it.
The second the black guy gets off the bus, the waitress comes out with the drinks.
Cocktail with drinks. Everyone's having a party. And the best is when he's getting the loan.
When he's getting the loan and it's the black guy's like refusing him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitey. You have no credit history, no job, and no property. This is not a charity. And the old white guy comes up and goes, Barry, why don't you go ahead and go take a break. I'll handle up with Mr. White here. He goes, and once the black guy's like, all right, I don't really think thanks there, Jerry. He goes, that was a close one, wasn't it?
The best shot is at the end where, like, Eddie Murphy's got three other black people getting made
oh,
up.
Oh, it was like five.
He's like, just
15.
Watch out for who you're giving money to.
No. It was next time you're cuddling up next to that super keen white chick or that super cool white guy, just remember, I've got a lot of black friends. We've got a lot of white makeup.
It's one of my favorite all-time bits.
Best bit ever.
That's when Eddie Murphy was still funny. But the point of this is, we're at a point where we can poke fun at this stuff, right? No?
Yes, yeah. I think we are.
We should be. Comedy has been poking fun at race forever, and this guy made a mistake. He wrote the Ching Chong bullshit.
He probably wrote down as a note to remind himself.
She should get an apology. And the second she asks for
some free photo developments,
the second she asks for $1 million, she should be sterilized.
She shouldn't get an apology.
We shouldn't do sterilization.
Oh, let the kids say, look,
sterilization
it wasn't
is a little
meant
too Adolf
that
Hitler.
Way.
People don't need people. There's way too much apologizing going on. I'm sick of everybody who tweets something. They got to apologize for it 10 minutes later.
I agree with that too, but I'm just saying this kid.
What he gets paid $8 an
eight
hour
bucks
at CVS?
All he has to do is go, like, when you're a little kid and you fuck up and your mom drags you in to talk to the neighbor kid.
No,
you go. I'm sorry. And you don't mean
no,
it.
No, say it like you mean it, Junior.
I'm sorry.
You know, all right. You know this world has too much of fake apologies, too. Like, how cringing was it when you had to sit through Tiger Woods' whole apology of how he cheated on his wife?
He wasn't sorry. I'm sorry.
Exactly, right? I don't want a fake apology.
Wait, that apology was, if you want to get any sincerity of it, I'm sorry I got caught. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
I'm sorry I have a sex addiction. I'm
sorry I'm a man with a cock.
I'm addicted to pussy.
Dude, are there more Coronas in there?
Yeah, I do. But anyway, you can't be addicted to sex. Sex is just something that everyone loves. You're like, yo, if you eat too many cheeseburgers, are you addicted? No, it's just like...
Well, technically, we're all addicted to sex because we devote a lot of time towards trying to have it.
Sex is serious business.
But let's break this down. Like, don't give her $1 million. It's fucking greed. That's worse than an apology. I'm annoyed at an apology. I'm more annoyed at
greed
a million fucking
good.
Dollars.
I wouldn't give her an apology.
Gecko, shit. I'm not. Fuck this woman.
I wouldn't even give her
greed
an apology.
Greed built America.
You want to hear racist shit? Fuck her and her sideways vagina.
They do. They have a sideways.
I believe that
he's talking about the Asian, not the black girl.
Yeah, that was the thing, right?
Yeah, Asians have sideways vaginas, yeah. And they're really small, and no other woman can
compete
with that.
Her vagina's always, black girl's vagina's always late.
What?
Wow.
Dude,
Jillian, your black is showing. It's like, motherfucker.
Dude, I'm not going to say things, because I am a lady, and I will tell you later off the air. That's all I'm going to say.
Is there any more stupid people?
Let's move it on. Let's do price of admission.
One sec.
Oh, Jesus.
Price of admission, G.
Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, that's all it needs at the end of it.
Record that. Just her going blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
All right, first movie this week, Oblivion. Starring Tom Cruise, directed by Joseph Kosinski of Tron fame.
Tom, I can make things move with my mind. Cruise, he's freaking awesome.
Oh, he knows magic.
Dude, he doesn't know magic. He's Master Scientology. He is probably the reincarnation of L. Ron Hubbard, who may or may not have touched young boys. But
on
that's
a yacht
cool.
somewhere.
He was on a yacht touching young boys?
Yeah. Yes! You didn't catch that in South Park?
He'd take them out to international waters and do his thing.
Touch the shit out of them?
Yeah. You play I Wanna Sex You Up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he was in that era. Exactly.
No, whatever was... That version of that song there.
He's like in the era of I got some money for pocket.
Listen, I'm cool with Scientology. I'm not cool with L. Ron Hubbard.
No, the guy was a child molesting freak.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He wasn't even that good a science fiction writer. Can we all just acknowledge that?
Yeah, but it created a great religion.
What do you write besides
that
the science
crazy.
Fiction, besides the Scientology?
I don't remember the name.
Do you write anything like that got made?
Yeah, I'm just blanking on it. You would know it if I said it.
Sorry. Alien soul
he wrote,
coming out of the volcano.
He wrote
Battlefield Earth.
He wrote Looper.
Look, then he might get credit.
No,
all right.
No. Let's not talk about Looper. Let's not talk about White Chicks. Let's not talk about any of that.
So no Battleship.
I listen to you guys talk. No, I listen to your guys' podcast sporadically in my short little attention span. No more of that for a little while. Okay.
Fine.
Till
should
fall.
I lay off Sandler?
No, because I fucking
he didn't
hate
do
him
anything.
Too.
He didn't do
I
anything
fucking
this week.
Hate Sandler. I hate him so fucking much.
Yes.
All right, just stop.
My army is growing, Sandler.
When we met, we bonded over that very quickly. Like, do you
why
hate
you
Adam Sandler?
Like me? Why
are you? Your voice.
My movies are stupid.
His voices are dead on Sandler. Sandler should hire you to just sub in. For
I
him.
Could do his vocal work on. If he ever wants an animated series.
Listen, he should keep all of his
that
money.
That way he could work even less at making a fortune.
Sandler should keep all of his money. I did laugh at his early career. And I even liked him in, what was that one movie with, fuck, I can't remember. Because they're all like, whatever. The thing
so
is,
Oblivion.
We're fine with it.
All right.
Yo,
Oblivion.
Fine. Oblivion.
It's basically Tom Cruise is like Wally from the Pixar
pretty
movie.
Much.
Yes,
he's the last.
He's a human Wally.
But not nearly as cute.
He's a... Earth has been evacuated. He's a security repairman stationed on Earth. He's the last guy on the planet. And, yeah, there's like a spaceship crashes.
Wait. One guy for all of Earth. That is, he better be getting paid.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He better
he's
be making
Cruise.
Mad money, y'all.
Oh, you're talking about his character? Yes.
This character better be getting mad
I hope
money.
So. He's got to wear that cool suit.
And go around Earth and play basketball when no one's looking.
When I watch movies, I'm like, you know, I hope this guy's getting paid, like the character.
The character in the movie. Yeah. I mean, I meant the character.
So just to kind of sum out the plot a little more, his name is Jack. And I'll just read the Rotten Tomatoes description real quick. After he rescues a beautiful stranger from a downed airship who is drawn to Jack through a connection that transcends logic, her arrival triggers a chain of events that forces him to question everything he thought he knew.
Eva.
I just really want to watch WALL-E again.
I never saw WALL-E.
You never saw WALL-E?
I know.
It was cute.
Oh, I love WALL-E. I've seen WALL-E more times than I can count because my ex-girlfriend used to fall asleep to it.
Aww.
And I'm an insomniac. So she'd fall asleep to it, and I'd just watch it.
That's what happens when Brian will watch something, and he doesn't get the I'm watching it the whole night.
Yeah, I just complete the movie.
Black Dahlia is my case in point. He woke up and turned it down, and I'm like...
I'm shocked you stayed awake during that.
I watched all Black Dahlia, but I watched it like 0.5 volume.
I actually woke up middle of the night, turned the volume off on it, because it was boring me in my sleep.
And I'm like...
Oh, it's even boring when you're sleeping.
So I'm like, so the father did it? No, the wife did it. I can't fucking hear shit, but who shit is going down.
The 2 seconds they put into it on the show, American Horror Story, is way more interesting than the fucking whole movie.
True.
You ever fall asleep during a movie and then you dream the rest of the plot?
Yes.
And you wake up confused?
Yes.
That happens to me a lot.
Happened. I watched, I've seen almost all of Death Proof, but Planet Horror, and then you mixed it in
Planet
with
Terror.
Planet Terror.
Yeah.
And then you mixed it in with one of the Rob Zombie films, and I got so fucking confused when I came to. You were there that night when I blacked out on cheap whiskey and passed out after I ate someone's tuna sandwich and chips.
Oh, it was my tuna sandwich.
I ate your tuna sandwich, ate your chips, passed out like years. Was it month 4 of us dating?
I remember.
Ooh, early on.
I passed out during the newest Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
You didn't miss much.
Never thought about it ever again. Didn't care how it ended. There was mermaids, a priest, Jack Sparrow did like goofy things for about 14 hours.
Yeah, there's that awful fucking plot line of the priest in love with a mermaid. And nobody gave a shit.
Oh, dude, that's totally going to be in a rock novel in like about 3 months, I guarantee it.
A priest in love with a...
Oh, someone's writing fan fiction about that right now that's going to be picked up by Simon & Schuster. Trust me, and I'm going to buy it for $3.50 or something like that and read on my iPod and make my commute go by like that.
I saw that movie in the theater because that was during one of the... Yeah, it was one of those summers where we were bored a lot. We just went to see everything.
That was like the A team. Was that?
No. That was the year after.
I love when a plan comes together.
Because it was, I think it was the same year as Captain America and Thor and all that.
Yeah.
So we were just at the theater constantly, and I was in the theater going, fast forward.
That movie.
Every time the fucking priest showed up.
That movie was incredibly.
Wasn't he
boring.
Good looking? I don't think I was bored whenever he showed up.
She was good looking, too.
Vaginas care around
the world. Yeah, but here's the thing. We live in the world of internet. If I want to see pretty people, it's not that hard to get.
But girls don't do that. Like, we have to stumble.
You need a storyline?
No, we need... Well, because we're never going to sit down and say, I want to see pictures of pretty men. And even then, we need context. We actually... You're right. Nail on the head. We need a storyline.
No, I could get all that out of my system now if I wanted to. I just Googled tits. And I'm done.
No, girls need context,
like,
storyline.
Your lives sound miserable.
I want a vampire to totally want me, but he's too much of a pussy to bang me.
Yeah. Sorry.
I think she just got into that.
And he's a little bit glittery.
No, you lost me.
Very androgynous.
He's a weird looking guy.
No, that's not my thing. Other girls. Teenage girls need androgyny because it's safer. I'm a woman. I need a big dick.
And then.
Nice.
And then there's a wolf guy. Who has window eyes, bro? There's just nothing.
There's nothing behind there.
It's just like.
Oh, you mean Taylor?
Yeah.
Taylor, I can still do it.
They tried to make him into an action hero. He did one movie and they were like, whoa.
No.
You're stupid, dude.
I was like, what are you doing? That's wrong. No.
I'll get you, bad guys. Fuck you.
His voice, Taylor, no.
His voice isn't even the problem.
I was like, wait till Taylor's balls drop, like in 2 years. Okay?
Balls drop. No one buys him. No one buys him to do anything, dude. Like, he's fucking stupid. Like, you know how Lou gives Channing Tatum a hard time?
Yeah.
I like him. He's fine. Taylor Lautner sucks.
Well, Channing Tatum has at least stretched his wings a little bit and done a comedy and some shit.
Taylor would probably be really eager.
Eager and what?
Easy to guy.
Oh, you're thinking too much about banging him. It's like
I'm not.
It's like,
all right.
Well,
I don't want
him. He probably wouldn't know what to do with you.
It's like when I'm.
No, that's what I mean. Easy to guide. You tell him what to do.
Like, I can't watch True Blood with my girlfriend because every time the werewolf dude on that show.
Oh, God.
I lose her completely.
Dude, my friend actually knows him. She grew up in the same block of him.
Shh, 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 shh. I don't want her hearing that.
My girlfriend. Shh. I have a friend who introduced you to.
Hey. Hey.
I know things.
That's actually coming back in June or July.
Yeah, but my point is, like, I lose her completely when she's on, and then whenever, what's the redhead?
Suki.
No, no, the redhead.
No, the other one.
Oh, my God, that girl's.
I know her real name, Deborah Ann Wall, but Jessica.
Jessica.
Whenever Jessica's on, I'm like, I do the dude style. I go, oh, my God, she's hot, and I'm done. Okay.
By the way, that was the girl heavy breathing into the microphone just now. I admit that. She is gorgeous.
I would look a baby seal.
I know a guy whose brother is dating her.
Yo, I would look a baby.
Lucky man.
But. It's harder for me to make that leap.
Dude, I would look a baby seal in its eyes as it choked it to death to get with her, bro.
I give it the slow murder. Yeah. See, thumbs in the eyes.
Shh.
Pete, get ready for uncomfortable moment. See, I didn't say anything quite like that before. So Brian's tiptoeing towards bad territory. About
so
like
anyway,
that.
Oblivion.
Yeah, Tom Cruise making another good movie.
But that's the thing. Do you like Tom Cruise?
You know,
because every time I bring up a Tom Cruise movie, I like you tend to roll.
I just don't. I don't really like the Mission Impossible. All
right, so it's mainly Mission Impossible. Mainly,
but like, I like.
Did
most...
you see that last one though? Ghost Protocol.
Oh, it's my really it's fucking God! It was awesome.
It's fucking good.
I heard
dude.
The one with
what's Jeremy's name in it. I made fun of him through the whole thing,
Jeremy
but he's great. He's
I forget
great
his name, but there's that moment, and I'm watching it on my computer screen, so it's 17 inches, right?
Good size.
It's a decent size. No, but there's that part where he's climbing the building and he falls.
No, he just takes off the glove and says, fuck
yeah,
this glove.
Where I'm watching on this little screen and I'm getting vertigo and I'm like, whoa. Like, it's intense and the effects are great. The shots
I heard
are great.
The third one was good too with Capote, whatever his name is.
Third one was excellent with Philip Seymour Hoffman as the villain. He's a great villain in that movie.
It's just, you know what? I'm not even going to hand the series. It's just not on my alley.
Just get past.
I don't even like the Bourne movies that much.
Oh, you don't like Bourne?
I'm not a huge fan. The only
I love Bourne.
Bourne lost me. Look, I wasn't in.
I didn't see the new one, the Renner one.
Look, man, I like James Bond. He's my dude. I don't want any other secret agent in my life.
I am that way.
See, I'm the
I'm
other
loyal
way.
To Daniel Craig, actually, be specific about my Bond.
I love Bond. Give me more secret agent shit.
I
get a Bond movie every few years.
First of all, Jane, it's Pierce Brosnan is the best.
No, Daniel Craig is
Connery.
The best. Sean Connery is a woman beater.
Yes.
He is the original Chris Brown.
Even as James Bond, he was kind of a dick like that.
Shut up, pussy galore.
No, his whole way of getting laid was like, he'd go and kiss them and they'd be like, no, and fight him. And then he would eventually just overpower.
Remember, no. 20 no's and one yes is a yes.
Do you remember him in Red October?
Yes.
Why are you the captain of a Russian submarine? You have a Scottish accent and your first mate has an English accent.
No, but they did a seamless transition. They were all speaking Russian in the beginning and then they did like a transition.
Doctor Who did that
this week. I remember that.
This past week they did an episode on a Russian sub during the Cold War, but everyone has British accents. And they just go like, oh, it's the TARDIS's translation software. Don't worry. It's a translation matrix. It makes them sound British.
With the Cockney accent.
And you just run with it. You're like, all right. Yeah. All
right, that governor.
I'm sure they're Russian.
I think that
show.
And
they're like, oh, what's all this then? And you're like, Russians.
See, I think that show could use the RZA too.
Doctor Who?
Yes.
Well, we didn't talk about it on this episode.
That show could use the RZA.
Every show could use the RZA. We've lost that whole RZA thing.
What was the RZA thing?
We're rehashing.
RZA as Jesus. We'll get to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Oblivion, 59% of Rotten Tomatoes. I would see this.
I would see it too. It looks good.
Jillian, what do you think?
I think I'd rather see Will Smith and Jaden Smith do it.
Do it? That's disgusting.
I don't mean do it like that.
You're talking
you
about After Earth.
Yes.
The Smith family.
I want to see the worst father-son bonding vacation ever.
Also, I remember that preview.
Let's give Jaden another chance. I think he can act.
Fuck that kid.
That kid can't
act.
I hate
that kid.
First of all, all I got to say is that when I initially saw that preview when I watched The Hobbit with Sweet Lou over there, hey, guys, how you doing? What was it? I was like, dude, we're watching it, and I'm like, yo, I think they're on Earth. And they're like, yeah, we're on Earth. Like, and I was like, this movie's stupid.
But that's the same exact thing as the Tom Cruise movie, he's on Earth.
No, but like there wasn't like a big like the thing right off the bat. He's like, this is Earth. Like, how many years after?
Brian everyone knew they were on Earth. All right, it wasn't like a big reveal.
It was in the trailer. It's like, oh, we're on Earth. They kill.
Blame the PR agency,
not
them.
If they reveal
them.
It in the trailer, it's not that much of a twist.
Yes, all right? So calm
the twist
down
is,
on that one.
The only twist in the movie.
You're just mad about The Karate Kid, and I told you not to go see it. I told you it would be good. I told you it would suck.
So did Pursuit of Happiness.
No, it did.
I was okay with that one.
So did War of the Worlds.
That was garbage.
That's not Jaden's fault. I just
wanted No. You mean the Day the Earth Stood Still. War of the World was Tom Cruise.
Day that the Earth
Stood Still.
Day the Earth Stood Still.
Jaden was supposed to play a kid that you wanted to kill, and he nailed it on the head and went to drown that little motherfucker.
Keanu he'll Reeves never come back. This is like if the kid who plays Joffrey on Game of Thrones ever tries to make a movie. If he's not playing the bad guy, I ain't buying it. Now Jaden Smith is in movies. I ain't buying it if, like, I don't want to strangle him at the end of it.
See, Joffrey did a great job about being a total prick. So, like, I like him so much as a total asshole.
I only
but
want to use an asshole.
But Jaden's so fucking yogurt vanilla that I'm like...
Yogurt?
Yes, yoga. Then I'm like, ew, I hate him.
Do you remember that Key and Peele episode where he didn't understand real life because he was so spoiled?
He sucked in everything he's ever been in. War of the Worlds was awful. I mean,
Happiness.
He had Keanu Reeves helping him out to be shitty.
And he's got his sister making shitty music.
Hey, leave Willow alone. She's got some things.
I whip my
going
hair
on.
Back and forth.
If that's a good song.
No, it's
not. No, it's not.
Go fuck yourself.
No, it's not.
Go Look, fuck
seriously.
Yourself. Oh, wait. I didn't see you complaining. You saw the Knicks dancers dancing to it.
Yeah, well, I see hot bitches dancing to whatever.
Yeah,
then
so
music vanishes from your head, and you just hear...
So it's a good song, then,
No, it's not.
It's not
awful
a good
song. Yeah, first of all, you know I love all types of crazy music, right? I do not like her. I don't like her.
She's 12 years old.
Don't like her. She sucks.
Yeah, well... Will Smith, stop paying for your kids to not be creative, and it's garbage.
I
know her blog is pretty interesting.
Moving on,
her blog. Who reads the what's her name?
Willow Smith.
Willow Smith blog.
Willow
like,
Smith blog.
I bet you like Raven Simone reads that shit.
It's the ramblings of a 13-year-old kid.
It's. Do you remember you at 13? You're probably pretty dark and depressed, like I was, right?
It's probably like. My life is hell because the cafeteria wasn't serving square pizzas today.
She's talking about like her parents' marriage and her family dynamic. It's like, whoa, Willow. Whoa,
I come from a rich ass family.
No,
I'm good.
It's about like the actual emotional dynamics.
I bet you it's nothing but I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
I whip my hair back and forth.
It's more I'm a 21st century girl. You don't even know what I'm referring to, do you?
I believe that's a song.
Whose song is it?
Is it a
Duran Duran song?
No, it's Will Smith.
Duran.
You're so.
Sounds like a Duran Duran song.
You're so.
21st century girl.
No, that's 21st century boy.
I'm a 21st century girl.
That's 21st century boy, and you're so fucking stupid because we're talking about Will Smith, and she's the one who performs that song.
Duran Duran. That was amazing. You know why it was amazing? Because I bought it for a minute.
I saw
you're
it.
You're so fucking stupid.
I was like,
am I stupid? No, look, no one cares about Will Smith's song, 21st century girl.
I enjoy your song, Willow.
Yeah, she sucked.
I enjoy you.
All right, let's move on from the Smith family and talk about our next movie, The Lords of Salem.
I didn't even realize it was coming out this week.
From director Rob Zombie, 45% Rotten Tomatoes. I would see it.
I want to see it.
Definitely want to see it.
Yeah. And I think Rob Zombie does, even Halloween 2 wasn't the greatest, it was fucking entertaining, man.
I like his direction style. Yeah. You go back and watch it, and a lot of it is... very music video, but still it. And it's got Sherry Moon Zombie, his wife, who I've never had a complaint watching.
Very attractive.
She's good.
Woman. She's a very attractive woman.
She's a good looking lady. And interesting plot.
It's open, isn't it?
You can take it. And so is the one that you're about to open. It's already open.
All right. I'm sorry. All right.
Sorry,
but,
a little beer debacle.
What was. Explain the plot line to this movie again.
Okay, so her name is Heidi. And she's a radio station DJ living in Salem who receives a strange wooden box with a record in it titled A Gift from the Lords. She listens to it, and the bizarre sounds in the music or whatever it's playing trigger flashbacks of Salem's history, and she's kind of figuring out if she's going nuts or the Lords of Salem are returning for revenge.
Now, does it say what the Lords of Salem are?
Does not. Not in the description.
And
I
does
have.
It tell us what her last name is?
Does not.
I'm telling you, for $5, it is not to everyone listening, just to Pete. It is Putnam.
Heidi Putnam.
That is the family
after Putnam County.
After the families that caused the majority of the murders that happened during the Salem witch trial.
During the witch trial, I will take your bet. I'm in.
Or one of the other subfamilies that were connected to the Putnam.
Now you're making stipulations.
No,
I don't like your attempt
to... I'm saying it's one of the major Salem families that caused the death.
Well, even if her name is like Heidi Schwartz, you're going to be like, yeah.
No, Schwartz.
Of the Newark Schwartz?
No. Like Putnam, some other Massachusetts hole name. Yeah. Sorry, like one of those names.
All right, well...
I say that with all due respect.
Of the new Barry Schwartz.
I have all due respect. I say
I'll take you up on this more out of interest in watching it and having some stakes.
We're both in it. Like, we both have skin in the game. Like, we're not in the best financial situations right now.
Let's do a respect dollar.
Respect.
Respect dollar. That's where you got to sign the dollar.
Sign a dollar.
Respect.
And give your respect.
It's a mad respect.
We used to do that back in the day. It's like you do a bet and it's like, oh, forget $10. Get $5. You do a dollar and you got to sign it to me.
Say respect.
Yeah,
exactly. And then you don't even spend it.
No, you just put it on your wall.
You just keep it.
And say, see that?
You tack it on the wall.
See that? Every time you mouth off to me, respect.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
I definitely want to see this, though. I always like Rob Zombie, and his style is always, you know, I just like it a lot. It's like he has that grindhouse style from the 70s. And plus, you know, his videos, like, he always has his own, like, animation and stuff like that. Like, I just like it a lot.
I actually really dig his movies. I was a huge fan of Devil's Rejects.
I got one of his songs stuck in my head right now, and I can't identify it.
That's in my top 10 of best, I would say, horror thriller movies of all time.
Now, that's the one that made me incapable of watching anything that was close to or was a rape scene, right?
Yes.
All you know is that Brian Posehn gets absolutely murdered in that.
Shot right in the head. But, yeah, it has that very uncomfortable near-rape situation. He's got his gun down her panties and shit.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And then there was also, again, referring back to the thing that we lost, was the one with he's like, these are going to be your last words. Like, you better see some Mark Twain shit because they sure as hell going to end up on your tombstone.
The next words out of your mouth better be some fucking Mark Twain shit, because they're sure as hell getting engraved on your tombstone.
That was
one of the best lines
Otis
of all time.
That was a great line.
Mm-hmm. He's a great character.
Yeah.
Zombie uses him all his shit, doesn't he? He was in Halloween too, wasn't he?
Who, Bill Mosley?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Or at least the first one. I mean, I said Halloween. Like,
he's definitely in the first one.
Yeah.
And so is William Forsythe, who played the cop in...
Also, the black janitor was
Ken Foree.
Yeah.
Ken
Black
Free.
People are in a horror movie?
Of course he dies, but he's in there.
Ah.
Well, he was actually originally in Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, Ken Foree was in Dawn of the Dead, and then later...
That's not the same guy that was in the one where it was like, better him than me. Do you remember the big black guy?
He's big.
And they're in the mall. In the mall.
Zombie? Like the...
A zombie movie is in the mall.
Are you talking
about
the original Dawn of the Dead?
Not
the
original from the 80s, the remake.
No,
like,
you're talking the remake. You're talking Ving Rhames.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. I'm sorry.
No, this is the 70s, 80s,
I'm
whatever
sorry.
It was,
right? I don't remember that from USA. Up All Night.
Dude, did that zombie get you? Hell no, I'm not all right.
Better him than me. Just trying to get to his brother in the army base. I'm like, dude.
Good remake, by the way.
Yeah, very good remake.
He was also in The Day of the Dead, too.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't the same character.
Diary of the Dead was great, too.
Diary...
With the black people, like, by the way, it's true. We are all black people who are waiting for this to happen. We have warehouses already full of medical supplies.
Well,
we are ready to take white women in and leave everyone else behind.
Romero's always...
And black women are pissed about
it. I think George Romero, is an honorary black dude in... When it comes to, like, movies, because all of his movies are very sympathetic towards the black character.
Dude, we've gotten shit on so much of life. He knows karma. We're going to get something good out of it.
He always has a black protagonist in all his shit. The first...
Look at Night of
the
Living Dead.
Oh, wait. The first Night of the Living Dead, first of all, like, that was him just saying, all right, more karma, because brother made it through the whole fucking night and get shot. I
that
mean,
ending is still one of my favorite endings of all time.
It's very realistic. It's very,
I
that
forget the
would
fact
happen.
That he's black. It's just such a cool ending where, like, he survived the night.
It's a commentary, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I mean, and, like, it's very realistic.
That had to be a very early black protagonist, no?
That was one of the first.
One first.
If you ever watched that, The History of Horror in Red, White, and Blue.
Oh, Nightmares in Red, White, and Blue.
Yeah, that's
a
great
documentary.
Yeah, it's a great documentary.
That was the one I was watching eating the sushi tuna. I couldn't eat the sushi anymore because I got kind of grossed out, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. But
sorry.
Yeah, but it was like one of those things where he said that it was such like a crazy movie because that was the first time zombies were ever depicted like that.
Yeah.
And it was movies, I think it was like 1959 or 1960. It was the first time ever that it was like a black lead in a white movie.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't a black exploitation film.
He was the hero. He was the...
Yeah.
The white guy was the shithead. Such a good movie. Holds up. Movie from the 60s.
That little girl in the basement.
Yeah.
The daughter. Oh.
In the original movie, she kills her mom with a little, what's that called, a pike? It's like
ice pick?
It's not ice pick. It's like something you like dig like for flowers.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's like a spade or something
like that. A trowel.
Yeah.
Was it the forked one or the
It was like
shovel.
A diamond. It was diamond edged.
Yeah,
and she stabs the mom to death. And then, like, she comes in, and then she eats her dad's arm and stuff. Like, I remember, like, watching as a kid being like, holy shit. You know what really got to me, too, when they went to get gas, and the car blew up. And then you see all the zombies eating, like, I guess it would be a rope. But, like, it was, like, supposed to be their intestines and stuff like that.
Well, with the black and white, you can really.
Yeah.
I love the fact that
slam a rope in ketchup, and it looks like intestines.
I love the fact that it was in black and white.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was so, like, great. Creepy.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I still laugh when I watch Shaun of the Dead when he does that.
When I watched Shaun of the Dead the first time, I didn't get it. We're coming to get you, Barbara!
Kill the queen!
The jukebox!
Yeah, and,
sorry, back to what we were reading.
History of Zombies.
Yeah, I was just scrolling down here. So, sorry. Lords of Salem, I will see this movie.
Definitely, I'm going to see it.
You're going to check it out?
Oh, yeah.
Jillian?
Absolutely.
Cool. So, that's movies. Unless you guys had any other movies that you...
Pain and Gain.
That's next week.
Next week.
Can't
come
wait.
On next week to talk about The Rock.
I will be here. Don't have a hair appointment. I'll already have my hair done at Dry Bar, so it's cool.
Right. You're welcome one. We'll talk about The Rock in a green man suit, which I think I saw in the trailer for that one.
Let's do a little bit of TV stuff, huh?
Hit that sting. All right, we don't have one.
No, sing the song. Sing the song.
We're going to fill up your DVR.
Bum, 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 bum.
Ba, ba, ba. All right, so
nice flair at the end.
Thank you.
All right, so let's do a little TV story here. Kick it off with Dexter. Dexter is Dunzo's.
I think he's gonna fuck his sister.
So do I.
Well, it's official now. They said this is the final season, season 8. I've been hearing that since season 6 that it's going to be the last season, and
I thought you were
going to
say that he's going to fuck his sister. I'm like, since when?
That too, since season 6 they started that awful fucking storyline that nobody wants to see.
Is it his
ever.
Sister? Is it his half
you know
sister? What's the deal?
Every season he connects with something like the Trinity Killer or Ricky Smits or whatever. Something like this season he should connect.
Jimmy Smits,
whatever.
I like Rick.
The guy from Sons. The fucking this season he should connect with a shark, right? At the last episode, he should jump over that shit.
Very nice, Brian.
Well done, sir.
Go clap.
Because realistically, I don't know why not one season ever like went away from the beaten path where every season he had to connect with somebody. Like, why did that have to be a thing?
Because people need to connect with people, Brian. People who need people are the luckiest people
You're
in the world.
You're absolutely right. It's general bullshit, heartwarming nonsense like that.
Because, like, literally, you could go every season he connected with it. The first was his brother. The second one was
that girl. Then
Ricky
his friend Jimmy Smith.
Oh, don't call her that girl.
Ricky Smith is a basketball player.
Style.
No. Season 2 was Lila, the British nutjob.
I dropped out.
She tried to burn down
the house. I thought the first one was so great. We didn't need you anymore, is what I said.
Oh, that first season's perfect.
Second season was good too. And the third season.
I didn't watch.
My favorites are 1 and 4.
Well, Trinity was good, and then the Julie Stiles season I didn't really care for so much.
That one did more for me than the one after with the religious.
See, I like that
Hanks.
One. That was all right.
No, see, I guess that twist where Edward James almost was dead, I guess that in like the first or second
episode.
That took me like that became my focus for the whole season. Was like, am I right?
Yeah, but
it took me out of it a little.
But who cares about that? All the kills were cool. The bad guy was pretty bad. Like Colin Hanks, he was a pretty bad guy.
Is that Tom Hanks' kid?
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Colin Hanks.
He strikes me as someone who could play a psychopath very well.
Oh, he did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
He did great, because normally when you see him, he's playing kind of straight-laced.
He plays the guy and the hot chick. Not the hot chick, the house bunny. House bunny, same movie.
Like, and in Mad Men, he's a priest, you know? Like,
oh, he's
a Mad Men? We own the first season of Mad Men. I've only seen 2 episodes of it.
Yeah, I'm behind a little bit, too. But
we're behind a lot.
A lot of it.
We're so behind. We're having parties. We're like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I'm a few seasons behind, which I'm working on catching up. But That's why we don't review Mad Men.
Yeah, I really did. The Dexter stuff, man, I'm glad to see it come to an end just because it's like I'm so sick of just like there's so many episodes that just don't matter. Like he goes and he's like, I have to kill someone right now. And then he gets in like so much trouble over it.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with his sister, and then they finally kill LaGuerta. Spoilers.
Thank God, that bitch.
Like,
yeah, she's the worst.
And I hate the fact that his sister wants to bang him. Like,
that's the worst, too. And she's been reduced to like this sniveling mess at all times.
Well, that's what happens when a girl doesn't get banged when she wants to get banged.
And I guess when she finds out that her adoptive brother is a serial killer, because every scene is just her pouty and crying. I don't know what to do with you, Dex. And you're like, shut up.
She's like, you just keep killing people. She's washing out the blood. Like,
why do you keep doing that?
She's bagging saran wrap while she's crying.
She's tying plastic bags and dumping them over the boat.
I just want that cock so much.
That murder cock.
Murder cock. If I had a band, I'd name it Murder Cock.
Murder cock.
But yeah, man. Deathstroke.
Deathstroke, the first album from Murdercock.
I am excited to see the show like come to a final conclusion. But I think though, like it was getting kind of ridiculous.
It's past its prime. I'll say that.
We need to end it now. It's still good. Let's end it now. Let's like saying goodbye to Grandpa while he's still.
My big problem with the last season was it had an awesome bad guy that they killed like three episodes before the end.
Oh, was that the guy from Rome?
Yeah,
it felt He was great.
So much.
He was really good.
He was great on the
great
show.
Great suits, great body, right. Great voice, great acting, great everything.
He was gay.
Even better.
The character was gay.
Even better.
Before you float off into fantasy land.
Dude, I watched Rome. I was already in fantasy land. And making him gay was even better because it's the safety of being attracted to a man without him not wanting to bang you.
No, but he was a good character, and then they killed him like.
Wait!
That's a
woman's good
fantasy.
Thing?
That's a woman's fantasy. That's what Twilight's doing.
Chicks are messed up. All right. You want to be attracted to a dude where he has no interest in you?
No, where he has an interest in you, but he doesn't want to violate you.
Like, you know.
You fucking warp.
Like Twilight. Like those fucking gay-ass vampires.
So this is exactly where Twilight comes from.
It's like, I want to suck your...
Stop.
This is the last remnants of our girlhood. Now, once you get past girlhood and you just become a woman, then you just want big cock that knows how to use it.
Who doesn't want to fuck?
Girls. Young
ladies. So much
young
about
ladies.
My life.
When you were a teenager in your early 20s, you couldn't get with the girls because we were afraid of all that. Like, we wanted you, but we didn't... Ugh,
not
scary.
The hoes.
Not the hoes, Brian. You date a lot of hoes.
I love my
hoes. He loves his hoes. I was a lady and I was scared of it. There was only so much I would do.
Repugnant women.
Dirty, girls, stinking, in a trash dumpster hoes.
Girls of ill repute. This is, by the way, ladies, when you do start dating a man, you make him get tested and show you the results.
PSA by Jitman. I'm still baffled.
It's a young lady does not want too much too soon. I'll explain later on. That's not this podcast. I'll explain more later. We'll do girl questions, like questions you want me to answer as a girl. I will
so,
do.
So you and Stefan will be answering questions.
Yes, me, Stefan, and right. Pete D. Because Pete D can answer as a woman and as a man. Me and Stefan are purely vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
So,
So round this out. Dexter, June 30th, final season.
Do you care that it's starting in the summer? Because I kind of always liked September. Like
I don't give a shit.
No?
I don't watch appointment TV as it is. I'll watch it DVR.
I don't understand these months. Like it's not like the wedding season. I know like June is when you get married. And
I know October is Comic-Con and Walking Dead. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Like.
All right. So Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
It was
winter is coming.
That's how you introduce. I'm new in Game of Thrones.
Winter's
coming.
Good episode.
Oh, yo, I can't believe Jamie Lannister lost.
Well, let's just preface.
Guys, if you haven't seen it, stop listening now.
Okay. Jamie Lannister got his hand cut off.
What the
fuck?
I was so pissed off.
Walking Dead, we're talking to you, all right? Like,
yeah. Yo, you can
hands
do this.
Were lost.
If Jamie can do it, so can Rick.
Yeah.
But it was touching seeing, like, Jamie, like, protect someone and care for them, like genuinely, not because of family interest or anything
out of
like
a
that.
Decency.
Bree of Tar.
Yeah, he's like she has sapphires and
like her father, blah blah, sapphires in her island and unbesmirched,
and
that means untouched.
And somewhere, too, there was another near rape of Theon Greyjoy.
I will fuck you into the soil.
I kind of wanted him to get raped, though.
I did not want to watch that. I kind of didn't want to get raped. He's kind of a dick.
That was making me uncomfortable.
No, it was funny. Like, it was
sometimes dicks need to get fucked in the asshole.
You know what's funny? Because everything that he's done ever since he's left Robb Stark.
Yeah.
It's just been like.
Dick.
No, but it's just been
small
like.
Small dick.
Calm down. It's just been like. You know, it's been a bad downward slope. It's like his father don't respect him. His sister don't respect him. His soldiers don't respect him. He gets tortured and then raped. It was just like...
No, you forgot. He makes people believe that he tortured and killed little boys. Like,
oh, that's right.
That's where he lost me. Like, and then he had all those other people killed. Like, he actually did something
there.
Oh,
he's a scumbag character, but I have a feeling he's meant... to fill some greater storyline.
He could fill He could fill the greater storyline while getting fucked in the
ass. Why would we have this character who's obviously, you know, fucked up every step of the way? Why would we devote time with him if he's not going to have something more to say?
I don't know. There's a bunch of characters like that in TV, though.
Yeah,
they killed Ned Stark. They killed my main...
Well, that's Sean Bean, though. She shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. The second he said...
Well, once that happened, we knew that was going to happen.
Would you like to play Ned Stark? First question.
Do I die?
Do I die in the first midway?
I'm in.
You've got me.
How do I die? Head cut off?
Unceremoniously.
I've already had it done, but I'll do it again.
Technically, you're in the season finale. Your head's on a pike. Great.
Sign me up.
Yeah, that guy dies in everything. He actually made it to one sequel. It was Silent Hill.
Ugh.
Don't get me started. And Pete didn't like that too much.
Terrible. He can't do an American accent. Did you know that?
Yeah, he doesn't sound American at all.
No, but like a lot of British actors can do an American accent.
Dead on, you wouldn't even know it. Like, especially the Welsh.
Yeah.
The Welsh are better than the British
Rick
are.
Rick Grimes is British.
I know
The
that.
Governor is British. They do American accents.
Isn't Maggie British?
Maggie is British.
Yeah.
On Game of Thrones.
So is Morgan.
That Silent Hill movie had two Game of Thrones actors in it as major characters. It had Ned Stark. Ned Stark.
Come along with the snarks.
Ned Stark and Jon Snow. And neither of them were able to pull off an American accent.
I'd like to order a BLT sandwich.
It's like, we can't go back to that Silent Hill. like it sounded like they were like struggling with their own brains.
I love Taco Bell. This is them practicing.
I'll put it on my credit card.
Yo, bro, let's hit the Taco Bell. And maybe we'll go grind on some women's at the dance clubs.
Let's go to the mall.
To the discotheque.
We'll go to the discotheque. No, now we're just doing that South Park. Not South Park, that Family Guy character. It's late. I'm getting weird.
Let's go to the mall was a Robin Sparkles reference, I like to say. Without us being original.
Sparkles.
Another TV reference.
But, you know, I think that was a Targaryen girl, the dragon. She's bought the army. And she's going to turn that army right as soon as they're bought
You saw it in the thing, like, they are officially mine now. So he says, yes, they're officially yours. Boom. Unleash hell.
Cut these nipples off.
I really want her to know their language.
She knows it.
So every time he calls her a slut or comments on her butt.
I enjoy the slope of her ass. That's
I just want her to, like, launch into him right before he's devoured by a dragon.
What about the servant girl who's trying to figure out how I'm going to change what he said to...
tell this stupid slut.
To eat my cock. My master says that he would like you to join him for a delicious sausage dinner. Do you enjoy sausage? Because he thinks she might.
I did like the last couple episodes there, back and forth, where like he would do that. And
yeah.
I like him. He's got a funny character.
I just can't wait to watch him die.
It's going to be awesome.
Horribly.
Would it be by the soldiers? Probably by the dragons.
Gentlemen's
bet on dragons.
Oh, okay. You're predicting
I'm on
what?
The dragon. I'm on the dragon.
All right, I'll go soldiers.
Okay.
She's probably going to take that soldier guy's nipple cut off and make him cut off his nipples.
All right, Brian wants to know this.
And then feed them to the dragons, and then we're at a stalemate.
Dun, dun, dun. We all just go.
King Leonidas comes and he gets kicked down on fucking well.
Not so...
Yeah, man. I'm getting really excited now because now we're starting to get into the meat of the season where it's like episode 4.
We have toddler dragons is what I'm excited about. They can fish themselves and just blow fire on them and eat them deliciously. They're so cute.
Clearly bigger. I'm waiting for them to be menacingly big.
Now, have you seen that commercial for HBO Go where the little dragons are following her?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's heartwarming. I love the.
Yeah, yeah.
But my question is okay. So there's three dragons,
right?
Is it two females and one male? Because that would be optimum. Or is it two males and one female? Because then only one. There can only be one.
Strangely, they have not touched on dragon fucking.
It's got to be two females.
Look,
and one
I don't
male.
Think it's exactly like normal breeding because remember those? She just got like dragon eggs, and who when they originally watching the show thought that that was like real dragon eggs? I thought they were just like saying.
Oh, something. I didn't think so. Oh. That ending was like what? We're
no,
doing
they're fossil. They thought they were fossilized dragon eggs, but you have to produce dragon eggs. You need dragon sperm and dragon egg and fertilize the egg to make the egg happen.
Look,
all right, Dragonheart, no, what are you talking about?
Listen, seriously, I watched the History Channel with Patrick Stewart narrating how dragons could have existed.
No, if you want dragons, it's a matter of an egg and sunshine and rainbows and happy thoughts.
And
no,
you
Merlin.
You need a fucking castle
you need
of gold.
Merlin.
Yeah, you need a wizard. A
you
court
Merlin.
Wizard.
Specifically, you need Merlin.
The blood of a virgin.
You need a whole
you need,
dwarf
what's her
village
name?
Of gold.
What's the one that I used to hate that I think is developing as a character?
Smaug.
Not Smaug. Arya's sister.
Sansa.
Sansa. She's a virgin. She's, technically, Arya is too, but she's kind of...
I don't mind her so much, but like now that she's not like trying to avoid Joffrey, she sucks. It's like, I don't
I
care what's going on.
I thought she sucked more. I think she's got a little more balls
no, she
now.
Was, no, she was good when she's like, oh, of course you'll be in the action. My brother, he's always known to be in the action, and he's half the man you are.
Right.
Like,
right?
He's only a pretender.
Yeah, and like, I love how her back and forth with Joffrey. Now she's not even talking to Joffrey anymore. Now she's like, I could care less what's going on with her.
But she was shitting her pants when the Tyrells invited her to brunch, and she had to like answer questions.
That was an interesting scene.
Yeah.
But they were cool. Like, they were cool.
Because well, the Tyrells were really going there for
I enjoy intel. Me that Madeline.
Is
the one that used to be Anne Boleyn and the
that's
Tudors?
Anne Boleyn and the Tudors.
I didn't know that. I call her Princess Boobage.
She always plays attempt. And I keep telling you, like that Casanova movie with Heath Ledger. Mm. She plays the same character. It's just so hot and heavy and ready for it. Like she plays a panting female.
Yeah,
that
she's,
is
she's
her.
DTF, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She plays. Her? She plays that girl very well. I've never seen her play anything else but that actually. But
yeah,
she plays
she's
very well.
Queen Boobies is okay with me.
I like her. She's a good actress. I like her. Her grandma was actually, or her mom.
Her grandmother. Her grandmother.
She was cool too. She's like, oh, you could just be honest with us. How is this Joffrey? Mm. She's like, he's off.
He's a monster.
We're going back an episode, but still, I was fully on board. Like, I'm like, tell them the truth. Mm-hmm.
I hate Joffrey. I hope Joffrey gets...
Everyone hates Joffrey. That's like saying I hate Hitler.
There's like officially like a whole Facebook group saying we're just watching the show waiting for something bad to happen to fucking Joffrey.
No, I actually hope Joffrey makes it and then like when that Targaryen girl comes with her dragons, dude.
She shows him what's what.
Oh, yeah. She's like...
We all want that.
That could be cool.
We all want her to show us this is what a big dick looks like. That's what we're all waiting for.
Then the dragon sodomizes him.
Yes. They don't even eat or burn him. They just break him.
For 45 minutes of
and
the episode.
And she's draped in fine silks on the
series
iron
finale.
Drinking the bourbon.
They rape him in the butt until his brain blows up.
So. And the ghost of her brothers they're watching, too, because he was a dick, too. I'm glad I didn't watch the series back then, too. I caught just a little bit of him.
Yeah, he sucked.
Her brother.
Oh, he was
you
awesome.
You unleashed the dragon. You're
dude,
no
he
fucking
was awesome
dragon.
He wasn't awesome.
No, he was awesome because I love to hate him. And then, like, right off the bat, right, like, he kept getting demoted. Like, it was a series of demotes.
Like that first episode, he's, you know, King Big Shit.
Yeah.
And then by the time he's killed, he's like nothing.
Because remember,
joke.
They wouldn't let him ride on a horse. They were like.
I just remember Brian telling me about the one, her husband, the, was it the call?
Yeah, Khal Drogo.
Yeah, like, my son has given her fire. I was like, no, it's all her, actually.
One of my favorite scenes ever is...
Wait. You haven't seen season one?
Not all of it. All
right.
He bought it for me, but I just haven't seen
you
it.
You strike me as a Khal Drogo fan. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I totally
he's
am.
Awesome, dude.
I saw enough of it to like mourn his death.
Okay.
One of my favorite scenes is when that guy, he questions Targaryen, the girl.
Daenerys.
Yeah, Daenerys. And he's just like...
Eventually, you're going to get this
never,
name when
I'll
we
never.
Keep saying it. Like,
yo, he questions her, and then all I know is Khal Drogo. He's looking at this guy, not even looking at this guy. He's just like, I will kill you. I will burn your eyes. I will bury you. He's not even looking at him, and he's fighting him, though. He's like, oh my God. I'll kill you so bad. And then,
bitch,
like,
I don't have to look at you right now and know what you're talking.
He was going to be in the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie, the Marvel one.
The raccoon?
The one with the raccoon.
Yeah.
That's the one he was going to play Drax the Destroyer, and he lost the role to Batista.
Mm.
Batista wasn't too bad in the Man there.
Yeah, but that wasn't an acting-heavy role. I would like a little more Jason Momoa than little bit of Batista.
Well, Batista's got gay tattoos.
He's got gay tattoos and fucking no personality. I don't know.
We don't have to spend money on tattoos on the
Even
budget.
His big character like development during wrestling was like, I'm a big guy. Like, there's like, he had nothing. He had nothing.
No, no. I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, I guess.
Could be like the Great Khali or something like that.
I'm directing the story.
Good, now I don't have to kill you.
I don't know how to talk.
It's like he had golf balls in his mouth.
It's like he was communicating.
He found a secret. That's a secret.
He was speaking giantese.
Do you remember movie Get Smart?
Where yeah.
He's like, the terrorist is behind you. How do you know it's a terrorist? Trust me.
It's like, oh my God, that's an evil man. Oh my God, he's so evil. He looks like an head from Easter Island.
It's the Great Khali sitting on a plane, but it's the Great Khali sitting next to everyone. And he's like a big turban on and shit.
He's like, he's not a bad guy. Oh my God.
That was definitely the best, my favorite part of that movie.
That's the best part of that whole fucking movie. All right, well.
Any other TV?
Any other TV?
Oh, The Borgias started this week.
And oh, awesome. Yes. Best show ever.
The Borgias, if they came back in season 4 and they were like, Assassin's Creed season 4, I wouldn't even
now,
know.
Yeah,
can I ask you an honest question?
What?
Would you like it as much if you were completely unfamiliar with Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
The Link?
Okay. I obviously would, because I'm barely attached to it.
Every time I hear Brian refer to it, it's... Assassin's Creed related, so I was just curious.
He would like it without it, but it's just I made him start watching it, I'll watch it with you, and then he got that was a Kexan Assassin's Creed. It just made me more psyched about it.
Dude, I would actually probably like it even more if I didn't know about Assassin's Creed. Every moment I'm waiting for Ezio to drop down and give him the hot death.
And I've watched
Requiesce, Catimbache.
Here's a feather.
Salute, Claudia. I've watched him play Assassin's Creed, and when you watch the Borgias, you're totally on the side of the Borgias. When you watch Assassin's Creed, when you're watching him play Assassin's Creed, you're totally not for the Borgias. So
right.
it's a different feeling.
I mean, I gotta say that for that, the first episode of this season, no less than 30 people died, and it was a bunch of just like people getting stabbed with cloaks
from assassin.
The Pope throwing up charcoal because his daughter knew that was the only way to cure him of the poisoning that was being done, and the one physician's like, but this is witchcraft, but it's the fucking thing that's going to save him. She says like something, it's not witchcraft, it's like physics or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
she basically says it's
a
physics.
Smart response to him.
It's funny because all the Borgias don't believe in God.
Oh, and one of them's
one of them's Pope, one of them's Cardinal.
He seems to believe in God because he's always like, you know, when he became Pope, he's like, we did not hear his voice. And when he saw the face of death, like, God was not there. Like, he honestly believes that God should be present. Rodrigo Borgia.
No, he doesn't. The whole time, he's just using the whole thing to get ahead.
No, but at moments, he kind of believes his bullshit. You almost wonder, like, is he just
He believes his bullshit, but he doesn't believe in God or anything like that.
He believes his bullshit.
The way he became Pope was because
but when he got pronounced Pope, remember, he's like, we were concerned that we did not hear his voice. Like, he's saying this to his family, who he doesn't need to bullshit with. Like, he could tell them the truth. Like, hey, guys, we did it. High five.
One of my favorite.
Saying, I'm concerned I didn't hear the voice of God when I was pronounced Pope and was being crowned.
One of my favorite lines in the whole series is they were basically talking. He gave, like, the Jews, like, a day in Rome. And he's like, they're Christ killers. And he's like, I do believe that the
Romans
killed
Christ. Was it the Romans who killed Christ? And he rolled the Romans.
But seriously, any moment you're ready to expect Ezio to come down there and just
hearing the little eagle as he's dropping.
Are there convenient hay bales?
Oh, dude,
throughout
this last
Rome?
Episode, this last episode, I do have to admit, there was a cardinal that's been trying to kill the Pope, and he poisoned him, and then he basically shows his face because he thinks Pope's dead. He's not dead.
He escapes by escaping
in those like old timey like a wheelbarrows full of dead people.
Yeah,
bring out
everyone
your
who
dead.
Got everyone who got murked that night with all the stabbings. Yeah. He hid in the wheelbarrow full of dead people, and he gets out. Like, he's unkillable.
When the guy who like collects the dead is like, oh, he's like going through and then see, like, at first I was like, oh my God, he's going to screw the bedchamber mate. Like, oh, this is so sick. He's like, no, he's actually just looking for valuable goods. And he sees the cardinal ring, which is a big freaking ruby. He starts trying to pull it off, and that's when the guy.
Yeah, so if you guys have not watched the Borgias, please, it is actually one of the more underrated shows. It doesn't get any really hype, but
it's on my watch
and
list.
And never mind the fact that Lucrezia and Cesare, who are brother and sister, kind of a thing going on this season.
So like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Except they literally try to kill each other.
Yeah.
They literally try to kill each other and they just kiss. They never.
No, this season they're going
to. What is with incest on TV? Three shows we've discussed.
It's Dexter, today? The Borgias.
It's another female fantasy.
No. Ew!
It's
no.
It's not literally your brother.
Pee, you ever think about banging your sister?
No. Joe, this is not a thing, right?
I'm going to explain it. It's not literally your brother. It's a man that you feel very safe and close to. It's not literally your brother.
This episode has shaken my faith in the women.
No,
she's gross.
No woman actually wants to sleep with her brother. I mean, there are a few, and they have
issues.
Well,
according to you, you don't want to fuck whoever you're dating.
No,
you want to be close to a man who's not going to hurt you.
Dude, I do not want to
Who may or may not be your brother.
So you mean that the ultimate, like, just the ultimate wetness would be if, like, Edward was her brother? It's like the
possibly
he's not fucking her.
Her half brother or stepbrother.
Oh, yeah, that's gross.
That's gross, isn't it? But but in the end, it turns out he's not. That's the thing. It's got to be like you're so close to him that it feels like he's that way, but he's not. The not has to be there. Big, bold, underlined letters. He's not actually your brother. It just feels that way.
So all that time I got friend-zoned. I was actually
Right on track. Yeah. You're there. You're getting about to hit ground zero. Just hanging there another year.
Interesting. Another? Fuck that.
Ryan Reynolds movie? Cool.
What?
I might say another Ryan Reynolds movie.
Yes. What was the name of that movie?
Just Friends.
Just Friends.
That's
yes.
A piece of shit.
I like that movie.
I enjoyed it. It was a great movie.
It's a good movie.
Hater.
Hated it.
Men on film.
Three snaps in a Z formation. Anyway, so, all right, we're done with TV this week.
That about wraps it up.
All right, so.
I have to apologize to the listener for our brevity.
Trust me, the first one was brilliant.
So epic.
It was so fucking good.
And just like everything, I am not an apologist. I'm going to be like, hey, look, man, it was, you know, this one's good too.
No, it was not as good as the first. And you know what? The thing is, though, you guys could go on saying, we did one before this and it was awesome, but you'll never hear it because the computer fucked up.
Look, we're more tired. We're slightly drunker.
I got things to do tomorrow. I need to get to sleep.
We got business to attend to.
We got video games to play.
And we care about you people so much that we're here at 1 a.m. in the morning doing part two just to get this through. So. This is a labor of love.
Yes. So let's do the final shout-outs and get out of here.
Okay. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Go to paintedblackcomics.com. Buy some shit. Email us, paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Hopefully you're getting the theme here. Painted Black Comics on Facebook. Like us. Also listen to A Squad coming out Tuesday. Monday night, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Disenfranchised soon to be returning.
Totally rebooted.
Has a complete reboot, getting reformatted.
This week, the history of games is going to be Street Fighter, and Pete's got some fucking sound bites for you.
Well, I got one that I played for Brian before, and he honestly reacted out loud. And so I'm excited to do our Street Fighter history this week. So listen to A Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So you guys got anything else?
No.
Nope.
We good? Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm Pete for Brian and Jillian. Close the door behind you.